That song gives me chills every time I hear it. It's just a groundbreaking standout piece. That guitar solo at the end, it's just magical.
Agreed. And the way Ike performs it, it's just amazing. It's like he's channeling his great-great-great-grandfather perfectly.
Though I have to admit, my favorite performance of the character is still from the 50th anniversary performance of the show when Jeff and George made a surprise appearance, appearing as Eisner and Lackey number one for that one show only.
Yeah, it was quite hilarious how they both got into their roles. You know, I remember it on direct digital brain download as a child, just watching it over and over again and just laughing hysterically.
Eisner has always been a formidable villain, always. It's amazing to think that at one point in time, in an alternative timeline, he was able to rule over us. His tyranny really comes across in that song, and I, for one, cannot thank Jeff and George enough for what they accomplished in the final battle.
And what an epic final battle it was.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the help they had, though. Perhaps I should let one of you two explain.
Well, aside from going through all the motions of going back in time, making sure they form this amazing alliance and the greatest online show, the Five-Legged Goat was also there to offer Jeff and George sage advice before their final battle.
He was able to help them gather their army of animatronics, reprogram them to fight for the users with one of the greatest pieces of advice they could ever receive.
He knew there was only one true way to win the final battle.
And it's the way we solve most of our conflicts in the universe today. With a slow jam.
Let's take a listen.